Now, will you notice verse 2 in this connection? And many nations shall come and say, come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord and to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths, for the law shall go forth from Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Now, that's not fulfilled. And again, may I say that this chapter, and I've called attention now to many chapters, but here is another chapter, therefore, among many chapters among the prophets that make it clear that the present return of these people is not a fulfillment of prophecy. This has not taken place today. And isn't it ironical that this nation and the nations of the world had their oil supplies cut off? Why? Because of Jerusalem. They want Jerusalem returned back to the Arabs, you see. Don't tell me that Jerusalem is a city that is actually in the hands of Israel and they've got it back, because that's not quite true. It's not quite accurate in this world today where history is flowing and one crisis after another, and you cannot make any statement on a basis of what is true right now. And that's my reason for saying this. I'm not trying to say because of present circumstances, and some of you will hear this when the circumstances have changed, but regardless of what they are, we are not seeing the fulfillment of prophecy, because the nations of the world are not going to Jerusalem to hear from the Lord by any means. That certainly couldn't be said. And we're told, and the word of the Lord will go forth from Jerusalem. Now, that's the one place where I could supply you, which I won't, but I could supply you with the name of several missionaries in that city who themselves are Jewish, who have been persecuted for presenting Christ and the word of God. The word of God is not flowing from Jerusalem. I don't know what I have to say and how many times I have to say it for this thing to get through today, that all of this sensationalism that's being built up, and after all, after you've just covered prophecy one time, you have to go back over it and say the same thing. But this itch today for prophecy causes many men to appeal to a great many baby Christians, little baby Christians, and they want the bottle, and they want the bottle to be warm and sweet. And therefore, it's nice to hear that we're seeing the fulfillment of prophecy, and that means the end is around the corner. And even they set dates. Nobody knows. I think we're drawing near the end. But my friend, I have no direct wire from the Lord, nor do I interpret prophecies certainly like this. And I just wish these brethren would consider all the prophecies. Why not go through the Bible and consider all of these prophecies? We have to do it in this Through the Bible program. And it's quite obvious that when you look at a prophecy like this, you just can't say this is being fulfilled today. As far as I know, the Bible Society is not publishing Bibles in Jerusalem and sending them out to the ends of the earth. That's one thing. You couldn't do that. It just would be impossible to circulate the New Testament from that place. The Word of God is not going out from Jerusalem today. So let's not build up an emotional complex here that because certain things have happened, we're seeing prophecy fulfilled. I just want to know the prophecies that are being fulfilled. This one is not.